And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Phil Hendry Show, Margaret Gray joining us. She, the author of A Little Bird Told Me, the nationally syndicated column. Margaret, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. You're not going to believe what happened at the house.
Well, let me get our intro music out of here, which, of course, is the Hawaiian music that we know you for. What happened?
Well, Jason J. Delmonico had a little boy over, and he was having a sleepover. I'm sure your kids do that.
Sure.
Now, get a load of this. The kid comes over to our house, Phil, and can you hear me, Phil?
I can hear you great, yeah.
Now, the two boys go out on auditions together. You know Jason J. has been going out on a lot of calls since school ended.
And now, both of these kids are child actors, right? I know your son is.
Jason J. is, yes.
And this boy?
Alex Noonan, N-O-O-N-A-N, Alex Noonan.
Alex Noonan, okay.
And his mother's always at the auditions, and we talk. She's not somebody that you warm up to right away. But in any event, the boys are at the dinner table. Frank is eating with us. It's one of the few times that Frank is able to keep solid food down. So we had him over at the dinner table with us.
I know that Frank is on oxygen, yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, anyway, the boys are talking. Who's your inspiration? Who is your inspiration? Because they're talking about acting. Jason J. says, of course, my inspiration's Sean Penn.
Well, he's loved him since he was very small, right?
He's always loved Sean Penn. Then it gets over to Alex. Who's your inspiration? Get a load of what he said. The boy says, my inspiration is Jesus. I like to fell out of my chair. I looked over at Frank.
Well, the kid said it's Jesus.
These are two young actors, Phil.
Right. Is this on you? Were they supposed to say an actor or?
Well, they were talking about their inspiration, but this kid says it's Jesus. Now, take it from me, Phil.
Are they talking about their inspirations? Or are they talking about only acting inspirations? I'm not clear.
They're talking about their inspirations, but it should be acting because they're two young actors. That's number one. Number two, I think for a 9-year-old boy to say my inspiration is Jesus is very oddball, very unsettling, especially for adults.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot. I mean, look, there's a lot of kids who get a lot of very early religious training. The kid was being
He was being unsettling.
Well, how do you know it was unsettling? It felt wrong to you.
I looked at Frank. Let me tell you something, Phil. Frank's on oxygen. He's eating with us for one of the few times during the year that he can actually keep food down and that we can actually get him down the stairs. And as soon as he heard Jesus, I could hear the respirator stop. He looks at me over the plastic of the mask with one watery blue eye, and I leaned over to him and I said, get a load of the little Jim Jones.
And do you think, if I may just jump in here, is this the point of your phone call?
Well, Phil,
is it the point of your phone call that this little boy having dinner at your house said that his inspiration is Jesus, and it's oddball?
It's oddball for a little boy. Phil, first of all, Frank is Jewish. I'm non-practicing. I was talking with Jerry Feynman, one of the top casting directors in town.
Could we just answer my question for a minute, okay? Little boy having dinner with your son. The two boys are talking at the dinner table.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, don't get impatient with me. I want to find out if I got this right. The two
boys are having dinner, yes.
Okay, and they're talking about who's your inspiration. And you thought they meant actors.
No, I thought they meant life inspirations.
Life inspirations. Your son says Sean Penn, and this little Alex Noonan says Jesus.
Yes.
And you find that very oddball.
I think it's unusual for a child that age. Yes, I do.
All right, so what did Jerry Feynman say?
Jerry Feynman, who you know, Phil, is one of the top casting directors in town. I say to Jerry, did you hear the latest? And he said, no. And I said, some kid's sleeping over with Jason J. at our house. And while we're having dinner, the boys were talking about who their inspirations were. And he says, yeah. And I says, and of course, Jason J. says his was Sean Penn. And Jerry says, yeah. And then he says, what did the other kid say? And I says, the other kid said, Jesus. And I told him that we had trouble with Frank's oxygen. Jerry asked me who, and I told him it was Alex Noonan. And
well, so what if you had to tell him? What if you told him it was Alex Noonan, and Alex Noonan was inspired? Are you telling me this guy's a top casting director?
One of the top casting directors for children. You don't let that kind of thing get around. Feynman knows now that Noonan's into Jesus. And the little tambourine banger and the little...
Are you anti-religious? I just got to get...
No, of course I'm not, Phil. I believe in religious. We send Jason Jay to a Bible school. It's not about that.
What is it about for you, then, that a little boy is...
A little boy at the age of 9 is Bible banging, tambourine banging, getting up on the little bully pulpit like the little Jim Jones. Very unsettling. I don't think that it's something that children should do. I think it's very unsettling. Especially, it gives casting directors the creeps. And my son being around that.
Your son is around a kid who's talking about Jesus. Your son's around a religious kid.
A religious nut.
Well, religious nut. Gee, you know, do we have to be vituperative? Do we have to, everything got to be something, the kid's a religious nut? And
Phil, let me tell you something. You don't let that get around. I'll tell you something else. During the dinner, he said...
Let me give our phone number out, first of all. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. You don't let what get around.
The boy is at dinner with us, and he says, Mrs. Gray, did you hear the story of the prodigal son? And I said, no, I haven't read that. I thought it was a script. I don't know the Bible that well. He says, no, ma'am, it's a Bible story, ma'am. And I said, you know something, Alex, I have to tell you something. You don't want to talk that way around casting directors. It's unsettling. Don't talk Jesus around the auditions, because I talk to the casting directors. It disturbs them that you're a little Bible banger and a tambourine banger.
And what happened to that child's self-esteem?
He started to cry.
Yeah, he started to cry, and you were probably proud of yourself that you got your little religious freedom speech in, huh?
You know something, Phil? I'm a mother, and I believe...
You're a mother. You got your little freedom of religion speech in.
Little kids should be talking about their craft, or at least about soccer or Little League. Not Jesus, as if they're standing on a street corner waiting for all the strumpets and prostitutes to populate the church that they've started with their milk money. And
boy, you really, you know, you ought to go into script writing. You're fantastic. I love a lot of the floral language that you use. And that
you think I'm putting you on, don't you?
No, I don't think you're putting me on. I think what you're doing is... making a very innocent remark by a child seem very strange.
And Frank aspirating food particles, is that strange?
Frank aspirating food particles, you mean he vomited?
He vomited.
I think that the problem here is you and Frank, not...
We have the problem.
Yeah, that your kid can't say his inspiration.
Don't you think that's odd that a child that age...
What's odd about that? I want to ask you the question. I'm not saying I'm religious either.
No, you're not. And you've also spoken, the New York Times article said something about Buddhism.
Forget about me. We're not talking about me. We're talking about you and this kid. And the fact that he talked about Jesus at your dinner table. Now, he may be religious. Jesus may be his inspiration.
If he's an actor, why didn't he mention an actor?
Well, maybe he's not a very good actor. Maybe he doesn't want to be an actor. Maybe that's not his life's ambition.
Well, I find that strange. You schlep them from audition to audition.
Well, you're not doing it. His mother's doing it.
Listen to me, Phil. You take them out for photos. You take them out for composites. You have them meet all the directors. And all of a sudden, after all of that work, he's sitting there and he says, my inspiration is Jesus. Good God. And Frank's respirator stalled. And
well, I'm sorry. I guess you can't bring Frank downstairs for dinner anymore as long as little Alex Noonan is down there talking about Jesus.
Phil, take it from me. It's very odd.
You're telling me that a little kid going for around town, going on commercial auditions, what do you take these kids out for anyway? Burger King or something? What is this?
The JCPenney and a lot of the department store ads.
Okay, so they're going out on their big commercial reads. So the kid's sitting there, he's a Jesus freak. Maybe his parents are Bible bangers. Maybe they're banging a tambourine, like you say. So what's it going to hurt?
I think it gives the town a bad reputation.
Oh, well, of course. Hollywood and...
You know, you don't get it. You never have gotten it, Phil.
Yeah, I don't get it. Hollywood. We can't have the Jesus freaks out there. You know what? You're a cliche.
And you don't get it.
You're a cliche, Margaret. You and your friends and your kids going out on auditions. A cliche.
And you don't get it, and you never will. And that's why you didn't get the TV pilot.
Oh, so we're gonna start stooping to that, huh?
No, I just happen to know people.
Why I didn't get the TV pilot?
That's why you didn't get hired for the TV pilot, yes. Because you've got some pretty strange ideas about religion and philosophy.
So in other words, I just want to be clear. I didn't get hired for that TV pilot because what?
Because you back up a lot of these Bible thumpers. And this town can't afford that kind of public relations hit.
What a load of crap.
Really? You want to talk to the people I know?
Let me tell you this, okay?
What?
You better be wrong.
Oh, so you're threatening.
You better be wrong is all I got to say. Let me take a phone call. Teresa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling to say that, you know, this lady's point is that it's unsettling that this 9-year-old is talking about Jesus
very
in front
weird.
Of a casting director.
It's very weird,
and
yeah.
All I have to say about that is, casting director or not, I think if more children had a spiritual base and some values and were inspired by religious leaders, we might not have Columbine. We might not have children shooting each other.
Teresa,
we might not have
you know the very
killing.
Reason that
children
a lot of these children go out and shoot people
base,
is because they have this religious
or
faith.
Isaac or Abraham, but you know, it's not.
All right. Well, look, are you ladies going to talk over each other or?
Can I make a point here?
Please.
So many of these children that go out and they're reading the dirty magazines and they're shooting up their parents' home and they're shoving a shotgun up the rear end of the gardener had a religious training. They had a lot of these freaky Jesus freak parents.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I think so. Read the newspaper story. What about the religious nuts that go up into the hill? What about the religious nuts that go up in the hill?
All right, okay, look, is it going to be an argument? I mean, what are we doing?
What about the religious nuts that beat their wives? They beat their wives and they beat their children. In your town in Georgia, they had those religious nuts that...
Will you shut up, Margaret? We've been listening to you, okay?
What about the religious nut that beat his wife in Georgia?
Okay, you know, there are religious nuts everywhere. We're talking about a 9-year-old little boy, right?
It gives
and
me
so,
the creeps
if you,
listening
if you will
to
remember,
it.
Excuse me, if you will remember, the two in Columbine killed those children for speaking out for God. And so,
well,
even
you know something, then maybe those children should have kept their mouths shut.
Well, what
no,
is that supposed
what?
To mean?
Maybe, I mean
if they
so
hadn't been
the
talking about God, they would have pissed anybody
here.
Off.
I mean, are you saying that the children that were shot
exactly.
and spoke up for God are at fault?
Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying if they would have kept their mouths shut, maybe they'd still be in the cafeteria right now eating.
Oh, so now all of a sudden if we keep our mouths shut, what is this, a dictatorship? Is this Nazi Germany?
I'm saying know which side of the bread the butter's on. You know what that means, Teresa?
I think it's a shame. I think it's a shame that you're concerned that this child has said something
a
in
lot
front of
these
God
kids
forbid
open
a
their
casting
mouth.
Director, and you're not concerned about what children are learning or what kind of values they have in life.
Teresa,
and you know,
do you want to see a casting director pull a weapon?
You know, I don't care
do
about
the casting
director.
Do you want to see a child
director.
In a McDonald's?
I care about the children today.
How many children do you want to see die in a McDonald's
day?
Commercial?
What kind of idiocy are you talking about?
I want to know.
I have no idea.
How many children she wants to see die in a casting office? Because the minute they open up their mouths about Jesus, he'll be reading them for Burger King 1 minute and sticking them in a bag with rocks the next. Thank you.
What is she talking about?
I have no idea. Other than the fact if you bring up Jesus at a casting session for Burger King, the casting director will open fire?
There's a good chance.
But
all right, thank you. I gotta take a run. I gotta take a leak. I got the runs. I don't know what it is. 1-800-449-8686. Didn't she say she thought it was strange for a kid to talk about Jesus, a 9-year-old kid to have a thing for Jesus? We're talking with Margaret Graves, Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. With Margaret Gray, and so what is the story here? This little 9-year-old boy comes to have a dinner at your house and says that his main inspiration in life is Jesus, and it hung you up.
Phil, it didn't hang me up. It is an unusual thing for a little boy to say at that age. I think fat pants, I think skateboards, I think Nintendo, but not...
Jesus.
Not Jesus, not at that age. I don't think they need to be contemplating a man hanging from a cross at that age. That's all.
1-800-449-8686. Maria, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. I'd like to respond to this caller. I find her appalling and petty, and I think this 9-year-old's parents need to be applauded. They've done something incredibly right, that a 9-year-old already has the wherewithal to not make some celebrity their number one hero.
Oh, and
they want to model themselves.
Jesus isn't a celebrity. I see. Jesus isn't a celebrity. They make more movies about Jesus. At that age, Jesus is a celebrity.
I understand you're Jewish.
So what's the hang-up? You don't
dig?
She didn't say she was Jewish. You know, what's the hang-up? You don't dig the fact that...
She did say she was Jewish.
No, she did not.
Oh, I thought...
My husband's Jewish, Maria, which... You got a problem with that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I understand that you're...
All right, your husband's Jewish. That's she's not...
She doesn't believe Jesus Christ.
Maria. She never said she was Jewish. What's with you?
This woman should applaud. She never said
she was... Let's get the information right. She's not Jewish. Is your husband...
My husband is, yes.
Her husband is. Now, what do you mean that Jesus is a celebrity?
At that age, that's all it is. A real big, interesting, funny story about the man that went up the hill with the cross. Okay? And so what we're trying to do is keep the boys... grounded and rooted in reality.
Maybe your children haven't had the religious upbringing, and maybe that's all they see God as. However, that's not true of all children, and I'm sorry for your children.
Well, you know something, what they're trying to do is I'm trying to ground them in reality and not pick up a gun and kill somebody because they don't believe the way they believe. A lot of these young Jesus freaks, Phil, Jim Jones was very much into the Bible as a child. Do you know that? Did you know that, Maria? Jim Jones, the man that took 900 people to their death, he was very much into the Bible as a child.
And I can tell you,
what is it that we're saying?
And so actors have 50 divorces, so being an actor, having an actor as a hero is a better thing.
I would much rather have my boy go through a divorce rather than murder 900 people as Jim Jones did in the name of Jesus. So I think it's morbid to focus on the death of a man.
Oh, shut up, will you, both of you? One 800 449 8686.
Did you hang up on me?
Every time I get this going with callers and you or any guest, and it gets out of control, I got to bring it back. And this is one of the reasons why I don't like doing Jesus material on this show, because you people never shut up when it comes to religion. Nobody listens to anybody. Everybody thinks they're right.
Well, I'm not trying to be right, Phil. I'm just trying to.
To what?
Well, I am trying to be right.
Yeah, you are trying to be right. So is everybody else. Here's Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I feel this lady should have her child taken away from her. Anyone that thinks Sean Penn's a better role model than Jesus is definitely child abuse involved in there.
Is that right, Chris? Then how many children should be taken away from you?
Why is that?
Well, obviously, you're not believing
anything
you're saying.
I didn't say opinion either way.
All right, at Chris. Your opinion's stupid. Do you have anything else to say?
That's it.
Okay, bye-bye. 1-800-449-8686. You know, this is one of the reasons why religion's always a bad call to do on any talk show, man. Nobody shuts up. And you Christians and Margaret, with her secularism, everybody's talking. Yak, 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 yak. Nobody's listening. I don't want to talk about it anymore, okay? 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget the Phil Henry Show's Best of the Year 2000. Here's something that you should get and think about religiously, and that is the Best of the Year 2000 CD or picture disc vinyl. 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. You can pick it up. It's only $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. Payment, Visa, MasterCard, a check. We've raised about $150,000 for the people at my friend's place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So by all means, pick this up before our campaign ends for the year 2000. We're going to start our year. And, you know, today I was talking with the boss. I'm not even sure we're going to do a 2001 CD. I think we're going to go a different direction and see what we can do about raising money next year along the lines, something other than a CD, maybe a video, maybe a fireworks show, maybe a drag race, maybe a stunt, maybe sheep shearing competitions, something to raise money for those great guys at my friend's place. But our number is 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-PHIL, to pick up the CD. We'll be back on the Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry, flashback.
I just really don't know which problem to address first.
Have you got a problem with your cable?
Yes, I do. Listen to me. You have a service.
Hold on.
You have a service that you're supposed to be providing for people. If they call in, if you would take time to answer their question rather than give them grief, which is all you've done this entire phone call to everyone you've talked to, that's what makes the prices of cable go up, is because you cannot answer a direct question. You give your little dissertation, your little comic routine, whatever you want to call it, about everything you think. I'll tell you what, Betty.
Let the lady talk.
If you ever put the X channel in my house, I'll find you and hunt you down. You better travel light, because that's ridiculous. I was in charge of a service department, not for a cable company, but service departments are all the same basic thing.
Ma'am, can I interrupt?
And let me tell you what, the customer is always right. Did you ever hear that? It's people like the customer that pays a paycheck. And I don't think you quit. I think you got fired, because you are not only a wiseacre, you don't know what you're talking about. I have a cousin that installs cable, and he does not do anything like you do. Now, if you'd like to make a common, nice comment to me, I will shut up.
That's very... good, Becky. That was very good, Becky. And it's been something that it's been needed to be said this entire 40-minute stretch.
Exactly.
All right. So I let my frustration bubble over.
Okay, well, you know what?
Let me
when
ask
you
this.
Go to work, you leave your problems at the door. Customers are always right.
That's very true. Let me ask this. What area do you live in?
What difference does that make?
Well, I just want to know the relative terms, because I'm familiar with cable systems.
Midwest.
You're in the Midwest.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to give you my address.
I don't want your address. You got a problem. The Midwest.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not saying this lady, because I don't want her to get angry, but they've got
I'm already there.
All right, they've got some really stupid people that live there, and what happens is...
Excuse me, sir?
Well, they do.
You're referring to me.
No,
my
I'm not
family.
Referring to you. We get the highest percentage of my remote doesn't work calls from the Midwest.
Oh, hello, please.
I'm telling
you. Okay, then those people, they're still the customer.
That's true.
You cannot berate them and belittle them like you've been talking on this phone.
You're absolutely right. And again, I apologize.
You can't apologize enough. If you really did that, if you really sent, you're breaking the law.
You can't send that
you
kind of pornography.
You cannot send the X channel to somebody's home. That's against the law.
What am I supposed to do when they're calling in day after
day? Here's what you do. You bite the bullet and say, you know what? I'm getting paid to give a service. I'm going to go home and yell at my dog or yell at my wife or yell at the toilet.
Mr. Green, you worked in tech support. Right. You worked in tech support, Mr. Green. And I would ask you, Becky, just to give us an example of a problem you've had. And if you can handle it from the tech support.
For no reason.
What's that again, dear?
I call up and I say, excuse me, my cable's off. And I'm retired. I expect to be reimbursed for the time that
let Mr. Green handle that. So she said...
I'm sorry, Becky. Say that again. Your cable is out. Is that correct?
Right. My cable's out. Not my fault. I know how to use my remote. I know how to check the back of the TV, the whole nine yards.
All right. Okay.
And I expect to be reimbursed for that time.
All right.
I have never had a cable representative talk to me the way you talk.
Let me ask you this. Do you have... And I guess you're going to be insulted. I don't know what will insult her.
Just ask her.
Ask me.
Is there a television set in the house?
Okay, well, I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
What kind of idiotic question is that?
I'm telling you, you want to take somebody's calls from the
Midwest.
I'm not going to
dignify it with a response.
They're like, my cable, I can't get any reception. There's no TV.
Are you putting me...
I think he's a stand-up comic.
No.
I really do. I'm a retired educator, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I work with special ed, and I really think you fit the criteria.
You know, I find that insulting. 25 years
find that insulting. That's all you've done this entire 40 minutes is insult people's integrity.
Ma'am, I can tell you that we work as hard as we can. Now, when
you get up and go and leave people hanging on the phone. You aren't even listening to their complaint. Do you think I'm retarded?
That's right.
No, you don't work hard.
I mean, that was so...
You know, I don't need to... When I will say this to anybody
that hurts your feelings.
When if someone calls and abuses
us... Give me your address. I'll send you a sympathy card. Oh, I forgot.
Right,
you're on the run.
I'll tell you what. You can turn
your... probably get run out of town on every town on a rail.
You can turn your TV on to Channel 10 and watch a real fat black lady take it in the...
Okay, that's it.
Phil Hendry.
And now, Phil Hendry.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And I wanted to bring on David G. Hall, who is our vice president of syndication here, for just a second. David?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions concerning the, I guess it was this meeting that we had.
Yeah, but I want to ask you a question first. What's with you banging on all these Christians?
I'm not banging on all these Christians. I didn't do anything. The woman who called the show was doing it, okay? Margaret.
Yeah, but you're the guy saying I don't want any Christians calling up, right?
I didn't say I didn't want any Christians.
That's what I just heard you say.
Look, at all the people that I get caught on this show, those are the ones that don't listen to anything that anybody's saying. They just give a speech, okay? And
that Margaret Broad.
And her, too. Yeah, they all. They just talk over top of each other. I can't hear anything. I can't. You can't have a discussion.
Well, all right, then maybe that's something you ought to learn in the future, not to bring that Broad back on talking about religion.
You got it, man. I will not bring, you know, that up in the future. I will not have her back on talking about religion.
All right, now here's what I wanted to talk to you about. And you saw the news story about those two dumbasses in Dallas, right?
Yes, I did.
All right, I want you to do this now. Look, what I'm looking for is a real sell job on it.
A sell job on what? You want me to go on the air and do what those guys did?
What those guys in Dallas did? They got a lot of attention.
Those guys went on the air and talked about something that wasn't true.
Are you giving me an argument right now?
Well, first of all, we're on the air talking about this. Second of all, I'm not sure it's legal. I'm not sure it's the best thing.
We've already had the discussion. Is Bud in there?
He's right here, Saul.
He's right here.
Okay, Bud, you heard what I was saying, right?
I understand.
All right. Now, we've had this discussion. I want you to announce that Martin Lawrence was attacked and killed by an angry mob of filmgoers in India.
Why?
Because India's a big film market, they take their movies seriously.
So what?
So if you come out with a bad movie, they'll kill you over there.
Look, you want me to come out and announce that Martin Lawrence got killed by an angry mob of filmgoers in India because his movie sucked?
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, what we're going to try and do is generate some buzz about Martin Lawrence.
Because those two dumbasses
said that Britney Spears was dead, yeah.
Look, just because they did something, man, doesn't mean that I got to
do... You got to do something, okay? You got to get some interest generated. Why do I got to keep telling you the reasons? And now that we're on the air, I got to tell you again. You announced that Martin Lawrence was killed by a mob of Indians. They call up sad and grief-stricken. They'll want to talk about it. When people hear about it, the news services pick up on it. Then they'll talk about your show. You need some promotion, pal. You need help promotionally. Okay.
And what good does it do me if I do something that the listeners find distasteful, okay?
Then you tell them it was all a joke.
I tell them it was all a joke. But in the meantime, not to mention what it does to Mr. Lawrence's family, he got attacked and killed by an angry mob of filmgoers in India because his movie sucked.
Right.
Well, that's just great. So people are going to call up and feel really bad about him dying, and they're also going to know that his movie sucked.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
You understand this, Bud?
I know what you mean, yeah.
Well, because these two dumbasses in Dallas announced that Britney Spears got killed, I gotta go on and say that Martin Lawrence has been torn to shreds by a mob of movie fanatics in India.
They're right. Mob movie fanatics tear him to shreds.
We talked about it, Phil. Hello?
I'm here. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think it's unethical.
You think it's unethical?
Yes.
Get a load of you.
Get a load of me, yeah.
Get a load of you.
Get a load of me, right.
You think it's unethical. Is there something wrong, maybe, that Mr. Lawrence's family might be upset?
Yeah, it's a little something like that.
You need to go over there and wax a car?
You go over and wax a car?
Maybe.
Look at the listeners right now, Phil, are listening to your show. You tell them that Martin Lawrence has been ripped to shreds by an angry mob in Calcutta. They'll want to call it and talk about it.
Right now, David, the people are listening to you and I talking about cooking up this scheme.
But if you tell them to call in, they'll call in.
Tell them to call in, they'll call in.
What are you, like parroting everything he's saying?
He's agreeing with me.
I agree.
They're hearing me and you right now, David.
Yeah.
concocting this bullcrap story about Martin Lawrence getting... Now he's torn to shreds by an angry mob in Calcutta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're hearing us talking about this, and then I'm going to say what?
Then you say, Martin Lawrence got ripped to shreds...
Ripped to shreds.
...by an angry mob in Calcutta.
Angry Calcutta mob.
And do you want to call in?
And do you want to call in?
Call in.
Go ahead.
The fact is, they're listening to us right now.
Phil, you know about the attention span of talk show listeners, okay? We're not dealing with brain surgeons. We're talking about truckers. We're talking about waitresses. We're talking about night watchmen. We're talking about cab drivers.
Right? See, this very minute, they can hear you insulting them.
Not if you don't point it out. If you point it out, then they'll remember. If you don't, they won't. And remember, once you tell them that Martin Lawrence has been crushed by an angry throng of movie fans, they'll call in all sad about it.
Angry throng, movie fan.
And then the talk radio is listened to by a majority of white people. They don't care whether Martin Lawrence lives or dies. They'll just be interested in the Indian mob scene angle. And that it's interesting that a guy gets killed by a mob because your movie's so bad. So quit talking about it. Just do it.
Quit talking about it. Do it.
I think it's pretty far-fetched, okay? I think both you guys are goofy. I think you're nuts.
Who are goofy about what?
What are you goofy about?
Martin Lawrence's movie is so bad that it gets released in India and an angry mob rips him to shreds?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wait, are you crazy or something? Nobody's going to believe that, man.
And look at every time you turn around over in India or Pakistan or someplace like that, there's a guy getting ripped to shreds.
Man, get ripped to shreds.
I don't hear about people getting ripped to shreds in India. I hear about big mobs and stuff. I hear about,
Look at there's a family over there. There's about 18 people living in a box.
They don't live in a box.
Well, I don't know about getting ripped to shreds by an angry mob. Martin Lawrence, first of all, the movie is out in America. Is it out in India?
Yeah, it's what difference does it make? The people believe it.
People think it's out in India.
Hey, Bud.
Huh?
Have you got any opinions of your own, or is it all just coming, out of David's mouth into your mouth?
Bud has opinions of his own.
I got opinions.
Yeah, there it is, right there. He said he's got opinions, and you said you got opinions.
Tell him what your opinions are, Bud.
I'm going to tell you my opinion.
What's your opinion?
You think Martin Lawrence is dead.
Martin Lawrence is dead.
That wasn't your opinion. Just heard him say that. You guys are both bugging me, okay? And
oh, well, excuse me.
Excuse me.
We're bugging you. Is that what we're doing? We're bugging you?
I'm not going to go on.
Yes, you are.
And then I'm going to wait for the phone calls.
Then you're going to wait for the phone calls.
You're going to wait for phone calls.
Because I got to tell these guys that Martin Lawrence got ripped to shreds by a mob of Indians at a movie theater in India because whatever the hell the name of that movie is, what I don't know, was bad.
I don't know. He got ripped to shreds.
Got ripped to shreds.
And the people completely forget we had this conversation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, the name of that movie is What's the Worst That Could Happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
What's the worst that could happen?
I won't get any phone calls. How about that? Martin Lawrence tragically lost his life. Was it today?
Yeah, it's today.
Sure, today.
Martin Lawrence tragically lost his life today. He was ripped to shreds by an angry mob in Calcutta after they came out of his movie, What's the Worst That Could Happen? And they hated the movie so much. And
look, you gotta be more convincing.
Gotta be convincing.
Martin Lawrence, I'm very sad to announce. Look at David, everybody heard.
Don't keep pointing it out. These brain surgeons aren't going to get what you're talking about. If you keep pointing it out, they will. Just tell them Martin Lawrence is dead. He was killed by elephants or some GD thing.
Some GD thing.
Elephants now, huh?
Could be. And let's see what happens.
All of this because those two dumbasses in Dallas did the Britney Spears thing.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, those dumbasses got National Inc. out of it.
Okay, everybody, Martin Lawrence is dead. He died after being ripped to shreds by an angry thong of a throng.
Angry thong? I saw a chick the other day. She was wearing an angry thong.
Man.
Angry thawing, man.
Okay, Martin Lawrence got killed when he got ripped to shreds by moviegoers because they hated his movie.
And you're really sad.
And I feel so bad about that. And we're just getting reports in now.
Probably about 3,000 people.
3,000 people?
They were running around wearing his shoes.
They ripped the clothes off of him, and they were running around wearing his shoes. So it's...
really bad.
Really bad.
You feel bad.
I feel bad.
You like him.
I really like Martin Lawrence, and I'm sorry to say that his movie sucks so bad that...
people couldn't help but kill him.
People couldn't help but kill him. Naturally, when you see Martin Lawrence walking down the street after seeing what's the worst that could happen,
first thing you're going to think to do is kill him.
First thing you'll think to do is kill him, yes.
If you're a part of a mob, you'll rip him to shreds.
If you happen to be part of a mob, you'll rip him to shreds. And
but only if you're in India.
Only if you're in India.
Because that would occur to those people.
Because that would occur... Will you come on with this bullcrap?
That would occur to people.
Shut up! Get that tart out of here, because I can't talk to both of you guys at once.
Bud, bug off.
Only if you're in India would you think to rip Martin Lawrence to shreds because his movie sucks.
That's it.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show as we take your phone calls about Martin Lawrence getting ripped to shreds by an angry Indian mob because what's the worst that could happen just opened in Calcutta, and boy, did they hate it over there. Crushed by an angry throng of Indian movie fans, I know you must be terribly disappointed, and the calls will come pouring in here in just a moment.
That's it. Now wait for the phone calls to come in.
The people just heard us talking about this.
It goes in one ear and out the other.
They just heard us plotting and planning to get them to call.
They won't even remember.
They heard us saying that this is what we're going to do to manipulate them into calling.
They are, believe me, they're dumbasses. Just like those two guys in Dallas.
They're going to call in and they're going to say, hey, Phil, we can hear your boss telling you that this is what you're supposed to do.
No, they won't. They'll call in and say, oh, my God, did Martin Lawrence die? How did it happen? I heard just a little bit of the announcement. Is there any place we can send flowers? Stuff like that. You got to sell it.
1-800-449-8686, Martin Lawrence. Apparently crushed by a...
elephants?
A wild herd of elephants. What, they were pissed about the movie?
I don't know. The elephants were angry about the movie, too, yeah.
That's the most ridiculous thing.
It doesn't matter. Just India, wild mob, Martin Lawrence.
Could be people, could be elephants, could be chimpanzees.
Whoever saw the movie.
Okay. Well, I know all those elephants that saw Martin Lawrence's movie must be really disappointed. That's why they stampeded him. And, of course, the angry mob there. So we're really bummed, and I know you are, too. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show to call in and...
Express your grief.
Express your grief.
Your sadness, your longing.
Your sadness and longing about the...
The stampeding of...
About the stampeding of Martin Lawrence.
Right. About the ripping to shreds of.
The ripping to shreds of. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Perfect.